Yeah, Rob, because most likely Rob has picked something so obscure and different, which also speaks to how far our conversations travel.
What we're talking about is, who would we cast in our live-action Captain Planet movie? And Megan would cast the Russian girl as Scarlett Johansson, and she would want Scarlett Johansson to beat her up with a Russian accent.
Hate you.
And the episode is...
No, that makes an entire amount of sense, actually, and out of context, was not getting it. If we were casting a Captain Planet movie, as long as it doesn't have to be five teenagers with attitude, because I don't think they ever specified how old the Planeteers were.
And the episode number is 183.
Oh, it was so close.
All right, Kylie, ready with clip two?
Okay.
What we didn't take into account is that I wasn't here for most of these episodes.
Oh, no, you were the editor at that point.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to see if this just goes.
And thing is, Chris, we participated in these conversations. We had these physical conversations, and we can't remember it, so I think it's a fair game.
Oh, good.
So I'm curious of the interdimensional dynamics here.
They both have to reach at the exact same
moment. But who is in the other dimension?
Their friend Penny.
Their friend Penny.
Who is a traveler. He can jump between dimensions and realities at will.
Oh, that's the magicians.
I'm sorry, but that's ridiculous.
But in the best way imaginable.
I think the funnier part was like, the guy who's explaining the sex magic was like, so is this going to be a problem for you guys? And the guy's like, no, it's fine. And the girl's like, actually.
So Kyle, since you're up.
Well, that's the magicians.
Could you give a little more deets? What are we talking about specifically with magicians?
The sex magic where they get to travel through.
Yep.
Specific thing. I think I'm the only other person that watched that.
At that point, well, because the clip skipped, but yeah. So can you guess the episode number for extra points? Just pull a number out of your butt.
245.
Nope. Anyone else want to guess?
169.
Nope. Chris?
I'm thinking 142.
Nope. Megan, pick a number.
I feel like Magicians was pretty early, and we still had Kyle with us. So I'm going to say like 82.
Megan is the closest. This was 79.
Oh, so I should have said 75.
Megan gets points.
Yep.
Yes. Points. We're both on the board.
All right. Clip four.
Is how you guys saw the movie. So Megan, what did you like about the movie?
I like that it had like this Ocean's 11 sort of heist like style to it.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was like it's an old medieval style movie. Like it's like that kind of timepiece, but it's not like super serious and you know, wieners sort of thing. You know, like it's not super like.
I love that that's the reference to Game of Thrones.
What? Andrew, you're up. What is Megan talking about?
I'm trying to can I hear it one more time? Because I actually vaguely remember this and I'm trying to put it together. And damn me for saying I refer to it as the movie over and over again. Probably because I cannot remember the title of the movie
we're
talking about. And I am
we talk about the title a lot, actually. This is just one of those weird moments where we stopped saying the title. So it really works.
Let me hear it one more time.
All right.
Just how you guys saw the movie. So, Megan, what did you like about the movie?
I like that it had, like, this Ocean's 11 sort of heist, like, style to it.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was like, it's an old medieval style movie. Like, it's, like, that kind of timepiece, but it's not, like, super serious. And, you know, wieners sort of thing. You know, like, it's not super, like...
I love that that's the reference to Game of Thrones.
There you go.
Okay, so... there's a couple hints here. There's a couple hints. So we saw this movie all together. So I'm guessing we saw it in theaters and it's a heist movie. What throws me off is her saying it's a medieval type movie where I'm like, they didn't have movies in medieval times, Megan.
Ocean's 14.
But a heist medieval movie, but it's not Game of Thrones.
Excuse me. It's not Wieners.
It's not Wieners. I'm still... The only heist movie I can remember is Ant-Man.
It is definitely not Ant-Man.
What?
Okay, so someone else. Someone else gets to steal.
Anyone got an idea of what movie Megan is talking about? Does Megan remember what movie?
I have an idea.
What movie are you talking about?
I have an idea, maybe. So I know that you have, like, this super hard-on for, like, Arthur lore.
That's me.
No. She said Lord, not Arthur.
So I believe that the movie that we saw was literally just called Arthur.
She's right, yeah.
Yes!
I don't remember seeing it, but yeah.
She saw it herself. I don't
remember seeing this movie.
Can anyone
so I
guess?
Remember this movie.
Okay, do you have a guess?
And I remember the heistness of it was very like, run, boy, run. That's it, yeah. Do I have a guess for the episode number? I'm going to say it was in the summertime. So I'm going to say it was like 120.
Anyone else?
Well, okay, so I was going to say 121, but I can't do that now.
You don't want to give me the old prices right.
We're going to go.
Rob didn't tell me that I was right, so that means I didn't get it. So
we're going to go 140.
I'm going to say 94.
52.
Kyle's the closest, and he is actually within five because it's episode 135.
Nice.
I hate you.
That's
Kyle,
two.
Half. I hate you.
Megan and Kyle are at two each.
Got him.
All right, Kyle, load up number five.
That we're doing? Okay. Here we go.
Bombo number five.
We do an episode without pants. I am okay. I would like to do an episode without pants. I mean, Kyle, we need some W's, boys. Boys, we need some W's, so we gotta just whip them off. We gotta bring the team together here. Alicia, you can keep yours on.
More or less, but I'll see you later.
Okay, no pants doesn't mean
no. Bottomless. It just means
yeah.
no pants.
No, pants. I mean everyone can be showing up in kilts.
Hey,
yeah.
Hey, oh no, kilt is a bottom. Kilt is a bottom. Okay, wait.
I said no pants.
Pants.
Not no bottom. I was just thinking, you know. Hey, Andrew, you go commando. This is like canon in the radio verse.
That's fair, but to be fair,
I was
Rob,
gonna say that's how you're supposed to wear a kilt. It's commando.
Yep.
The braver the man, short of kilt.
I am already ready.
What are we talking about?
Okay, we are talking about No Pants Week in the studio.
Nope.
What?
I mean, that's technically
how dare
what we're talking about, but I guess that's not the topic. Oh, so it's something where we talk about that. See, I just want to make a note that Rob makes it a point to, you know, that I go, that it is canon to the radioverse. I guess part of Tommy Westfall, that I am commando all of the time.
Yep. Anyone have a theory?
I was like, thinking about the we need a dub, boys, which is I was like, okay, so.
The time would have been right back when I got into Letterkenny again, which I think was season 6.
So that was like three or four years ago. It had to have been.
Because
you're on the right track numerically.
If I'm saying we need some W boys, I'm referencing Letterkenny.
Yeah, you need them dubs, boys.
I have a guess for the episode number, though.
All right, well, we'll go over with what we're talking about.
Yes.
We're talking about potential Patreon perks. And one of them was to do an episode pantsless.
I do all my streams pantsless.
So any guesses on the numerical value of this episode?
Okay, I'm going to say 210.
All right, Kyle?
What? I would say like 100.
Chris?
176.
Megan.
I'm going to say it was in the... Hold on, wait. In 6 years, and we're on episode 300, so it was in the beginning probably 150, so I'm going to say it was like 143.
Oh, Megan, you should have held on to your guts because you would have gotten the point because it's 155.
Excuse me? What did I say?
143.
This is stupid. I was so close.
You should have just went, oh, it's about 150, so I'm going to go 143, so I'm close to it, and you just scooch just enough away.
Just enough.
Well, I'm okay.
All right.
I am so upset.
So, Chris, you ready?
Is that a yes?
Yeah.
After the first shot, forget the paper. Boom! Boom!
In fact, Rob decided to draw my my character face
because Megan refused to let me shoot you.
So Megan didn't want to let me shoot me, and I'm like, Rob, you totally have to shoot me. And it turns out I shot myself.
Oh,
I know what
Chris.
We're talking about.
Yeah, I know what we're talking about.
Halo, the Halo stream.
No.
I have no idea.
When we went and shot guns at the GMK Armory.
Specifically, we're talking about target practice.
Yeah.
Rob decides to do crude versions of Megan's mushroom heads of us, and he goes and draws me, and Megan doesn't want me to shoot. Well, Megan doesn't want Rob to shoot me, and I'm begging, but I'm like, wait, no, I could shoot myself. I believe I won that competition as well, because objectively, I am the best marksman as someone with absolutely no depth perception, and then shot worse after they learned how they're supposed to aim. It turns out, yep. Go with Halo, and it works.
Hey, speaking of, Andrew, you want to fight me in Halo for that title?
Absolutely not. my superior marksman skills only apply to actual firearms. It does not translate to laser tag or first-person shooters.
We can try this again. I'll set it up. We can try this again.
I will absolutely love to go shooting again.
Yep.
Yes, please.
I don't think Megan would.
No, Megan's never been about guns.
No, Megan's not a gun person.
Megan hates guns.
I got to shoot a handgun.
Soldiers and boxes and soldiers in boxes with facial hair. And she especially dislikes eye patches.
It only took Vic like 8 years to get me to shoot. I refuse for like 8 years to shoot guns with Vic.
I will 100% take this offer up again once more if we can please do this.
I enjoyed it a lot. It was tons of fun. Do I want a gun of my own? No. But if I get the option of, hey, do you want to go shooting or hunting? I'm like, absolutely. I'm not gonna hit, but let's go for it. You
know. So any guesses on the number?
120.
Chris.
When did
117.
175.
Megan?
I want to say it was like 220. No, wait. Hold on. We're on episode 300. So that was not that long ago. I'm trying to math and it's really hard.
Well, there's
That was at least two years ago.
It was 2 years ago. So half of 150 is
75.
Wait, if you split 150 up into three pieces, it's 50 each. So that would have been 10, 2,
what?
45.
What? Like,
no, just let it.
45? What math are we getting at here?
All right, Megan. Pick a number. Let's go.
Hold on.
I'm going to send you a random number generator.
205.
Nope, this was episode 160.
Oh, we have Megan over here trying to solve the friggin' Bernoulli problem.
Yeah.
Just Matt Damoning the
chalkboard
here.
You know what?
So how do you like them apples, Mr. That. Janitor?
All right, Kyle.
It's like I've got the stupid, like, beautiful mind corkboard up, and I'm smoking, like, three cigarettes at the same time. Just
writing
being like,
up the window. Okay, hold on. I have a question. Did Andrew and I get a point for that?
No, none of you were close.
Oh, okay. We got the topic. We knew what it was.
The topic.
I'll get you a half point because you kind of both bursted in.
All right. Well, I'll take it.
That means I'm not in last, and I'm okay with that.
It's me next.
Yep. Ray, Kyle?
I have a question.
Shoot.
Megan has a question.
Chris, who is the character from that one Call of Duty game where he's all tied up in the chair, and then they're like, the numbers, man, what do they mean?
Oh, Mason.
The numbers, Mason, what do they mean? That's me right now.
I just played that game recently, actually.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
2-4.
Yeah, that was scary.
Yeah, you're insane, by the way. Rob asked, so Rob was having a hard time staying awake and attentive, and he had asked Andrew to slap him.
But Andrew was too nice.
I'm also too weak, thank you very much. Let's not forget, I am the inadequate.
This was probably one of my favorite things about this road trip, because I got to slap Rob in the face. Basically, Andrew didn't slap him properly, like, from the passenger side. He's like, Andrew, slap me. And then Andrew tried to, like, and then Rob was like, no, that didn't do it. And I was like, hold on, Andrew, I got this. And I reached around from behind the seat, and I was just like, and then Rob was just like, woo!
All right, Kyle, what are we talking about?
So if you're talking about a road trip that lasts long enough for you to stay awake, it's going to Toronto. Because I'm pretty sure you drove most of the way there.
Mm-hmm. I drove most of the way there. I did the first 10.
Rob was the one driving on the way back. So I think it was coming back from Toronto.
That is correct. It is the road trip back.
Yes!
Yes.
I knew it was the road to Toronto, but yeah, you're right. Chris was the one that drove there, but during the first half of the trip, I remember it was me and Rob and the three of you guys were sleeping in the back because I took a picture of that, as well as when me and Rob were, like, just alone, there was a giant truck fire on the side of the road, and
so many flames.
Giant, I mean, it was both a giant truck, and the fire was huge. It was just total apocalyptic, like, the entire thing's engulfed in this, like, 30-foot flame. And episode-wise, it would have still been in the middle here. I don't think we were into the 200s yet, so my best guess is going to be 165.
Andrew, can you stick...
Don't worry, he's wrong. Go for it, Kyle.
175.
Nope. Chris.
Wild. 192.
Nope. Megan.
Okay. The number.
No, no beautiful mind.
Okay, Megan, do your math.
Okay.
I am going to be using that image of the math numbers for when I'm editing this.
You have to, like, Photoshop my face onto Mason. From Call of Duty. So it wasn't in the first year, so it wasn't in the first 50, and it hadn't have been in the second year, so it's not in the first 100, so it's gotta be 135.
You're all undershooting this. Our conventions didn't actually start until episode 239.
Oh.
What?
Hey, Ron, real quick, when you were making these clip shows, did you change the photos, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, he's smart. That would have been really tedious. It's just we can just look at.
So you're telling me that I guessed 135 at 239. Never mind math numbers.
That's right. It's not five away.
All right,
Andrew, you ready?
You ready, Andrew?
I'm ready.
Then other guys can too.
Boys, shirts off. Let's.
Yeah, I'm curious. So out of three of us, who has the biggest nipple?
Okay.
Me and Kyle, I think Rob's the biggest here. You're the darkest, definitely. You have the biggest, like, little eraser end there.
I lifted to the wrong side.
Oh!
You got it pierced?
That's not fair.
Yeah, I never knew that. When did that happen?
When I turned 16.
All right, Andrew, what are we talking about?
Okay, so I know it's a misleading thing to say we were talking about our nipples suddenly, so I remember this conversation very specifically, as this is when I also realized I had never seen Rob without his shirt, because I had known him for probably a decade at this point, and I had no idea that he had a pierced nipple. Oh, I want to hear just the beginning again.
Just the tip?
Just the tip.
Okay, ready?
Then other guys can, too.
Boys, shirts off. Let's.
Yeah, I'm curious. So out of three of us, who has the biggest nipple?
Okay.
Me and Kyle, I think Rob's the biggest here. You're the darkest, definitely. You have the biggest, like, little eraser end there.
I lifted to the wrong side.
Oh!
You haven't pierced?
That's not fair.
Yeah, I never knew that. When did that happen?
When I turned 16.
Other guys can't. I have no idea what we're talking about, because I know Megan's the lead-in, but...
He's like, hold on. All right, I'm going to let you, like, answer.
I don't know. I have no idea what...
Anyone can steal?
Well, he's... Because you said at the beginning, who has, like, what is it, the biggest nipple?
Well, what it says is Megan starts off. Megan says, and then boys can too. And then, for some reason, I declare that we all have to compare our nipples. So it's...
Does Megan know?
Girls, or, like, a female character, or like, the female in whatever we were just watching, then I suddenly jump.
I feel like... Are we talking about... No. Are we talking about flashing laws? I think you're on the right track, Andrew. Try that again.
Is it free the nipple?
Nope. However, the number of times I heard equal opportunity nipple tassels while looking for stuff, holy moly, I think that's our catchphrase.
Are we talking about, like, those black X's that people put over as pasties?
Nope.
Okay.
Any other guesses?
Can you
give
a hint on this one?
Pepperoni nipples? I don't know.
It was... Okay, so this hint will probably give it away, but if it doesn't, it's something Megan was watching.
That doesn't...
It was an anime.
Not helping.
I was going to grab my Pornhub hoodie.
Wasn't that butt-fighting anime?
No, it wasn't that. Give up?
I'm drawing a blank. Wow.
It's when Megan was talking about Galco-chan and how they had the balloon that shows nipple expansion, and then you said, and so do boys.
I remember now.
When the Thunder Geeks discovered that boys have nipples.
Yep.
We do?
No.
No.
Also,
10% of boys can produce milk. Fun fact, just, nice. Just so you know.
All right, I gotta go.
any guess on the episode number?
132.
120.
209.
Oh, dang. Galco-chan was actually, like, pretty early, so I'm gonna guess, like, 160. No. Yeah.
Yeah? 160?
Yeah.
You're all way off. This is episode 69.
Of course. And one time.
And fun fact, that was Kyle's first episode as a Thunder Geek.
Oh, wow.
I'm sorry.
69, bro.
Mahalo.
All right, so clip 9, Andrew.
I feel like the shoes would just turn against you, and like they would malfunction, and you would never get the shoes off, or they would go too tight, and then they would just take your foot right off.
Well, we do have smart technology in shoes, though.
Yes, because
I mean, you have those, you know, Nike and Adidas runners that have all these, you know, stuff that syncs to your phone and tells you how fast you're running and what the stride is and all these technical things that someone who sits on the couch like me isn't going to care about. But at least I go, ooh, those are cool shoes. I would like them, but I'm not going to use them.
What are we talking about, Andrew?
Okay. I'm trying to put this together because in the beginning there, Megan's talking about shoes getting stuck on your feet. So I got a feeling it's some sort of horror movie and maybe an anthology of some sort. Because for some reason, I have it stuck in my head of someone being forced to dance to their death.
You are wholly incorrect.
Oh, I got it.
All right, Chris.
You guys were talking about the self-tying shoes from Back to the Future and how it could just go super awry.
Chris is right.
Oh, yay!
Man. You know what gave it away? That opening thing Megan said about, you know, like how it could just like cut off your feet if it's too tight.
So, yep.
Shoes.
So, any guesses on the number of this episode?
52.
Nope.
120.
Nope.
Flint.
Andrew?
104.
Nope. Megan?
The numbers, Mason. Okay, so the self-tying shoes didn't come out until like 2 years ago. So I'm going to say that it was like 190.
So you're all off because this is episode 9 when we were talking about the future of 2015.
What?
Oh, man. See, the thing is, I knew that. I knew that part once I knew what we were talking about. And I knew it was around New Year's because this is one of my favorite episodes that we were doing, and we didn't really do it this year, and maybe that's why 2020 has been so horrendous, is every new year, we used to look forward to what are all of the movies set in the current time of the, but we're set in the future in their time. So I believe the first time we did that was within 2015. We talked about The Sixth Day and their nacho cheese flavored bananas, as well as Back to the Future, and, you know, just noting all of the differences between what we do have and what we don't. One of the notable ones is that Back to the Future 2 still has phone booths. Quite yet.
We need to head to our first break here, folks, but keep that dial locked to Thunder Geeks, brought to you by 102.7 FM CILU, or around the world at luradio.ca.
As the COVID-19 pandemic continues to spread, it is important to stay safe. Coronavirus is now in Canadian provinces and territories. By law, if you have traveled abroad recently, you must self-isolate. To do your part, stay home as much as possible and practice social distancing. Try to maintain at least 2 meters away from others. Encourage those who are sick or showing symptoms to self-isolate or to seek medical attention. As always, wash your hands frequently, avoid touching your face, and practice good respiratory etiquette by covering your coughs and sneezes. Clean regularly used surfaces. COVID-19 symptoms can mimic colds and flu and include fever, cough, and difficulty breathing. Infected individuals may also have mild symptoms or none at all. For up-to-date information, check reliable sources like your local health authority or the Public Health Agency of Canada.
CILU is supported in part by the students of Lakehead University, our sponsors, and our listeners. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
Copperfin Credit Union, Northwestern Ontario's largest locally owned credit union. Experience the convenience of their mobile banking app and online financial solutions anywhere, anytime. Copperfin Credit Union, life forward. Sarah Curtin, your neighborhood realtor. She's on top of what's happening in Thunder Bay's market, and she'll help you buy or sell your home. Call or text her anytime at 632-3635 or find her online at sarahcurtin.com. The Walleye, the definitive source for information on music, food, art, and entertainment in Thunder Bay. This month's issue is on stands for free now. Find it around town or online and interactive at thewalleye.ca.
I'm texting you.
Hey Robin, it's 7:30.
Well, that's okay, I'm ready to fight crime. You're the Dark Knight.
I'll be sleeping past 2.
And sometimes light, boom, pow, bang. But we always make up. Hey man, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
We're not related, but here's good news. Friends are the family you can choose.
Come on, everyone.
High five down low to the side. Let's go.
You're my best friend, my best friend. And friends are family. You're my best friend, my best friend. And friends are family. Cause you're my family. Come on, everybody, let's sing.
Come on, baby.
No. You're my best friend, my best friend. And friends are family.
My friends are the best. I got a utility belt, a sparkly cave.
So cute.
Saw the signal, so I'm headed back to the cave. Well, I'm all smiles. Don't be afraid.
We'll always bet on black, that's a fact. Come on, Robin, watch my back.
Okay. I don't think that you were happy till I met you.
I
know you're playing, buddy, we can't lose. Cause friends are the family you can choose.
Hey, Robin, give me the mic, drop the beat. Think you can handle that? Yeah, we're friends, but I'm still hardcore. Just as awesome as I was before. In the darkness, I am brooding. You're adorably intruding. But I don't mind, I'm not irate. Because we both agree I'm great. Tortured soul, darker soul. But guess who's got the title role? Now's his time to be the star. Let Alfred loose on his guitar.
And we're back. You're listening to Thunder Geeks, brought to you by 102.7 FM CIOU, or around the world at luradio.ca. That was Friends Are Family by Oh Hush. Now more of our Thunder Geeks 300 episode Trivia-tacular.
All right, Megan, you ready?
Yeah.
But there is an asterisk next to Kyle that may cause death.
There's an asterisk, may which is death. Why that... I'm going to rank me higher than you because I am also going to have a happy after effect, but I don't come with the risks of
death.
See, I think I taste...
No, or death-like symptoms.
You just get diabetes.
I think Alicia would taste pretty good, too. I think I would taste the worst because I drink a lot of pop, and I don't really take care of myself.
Megan, I think you taste better than I do.
Are you sure?
I think your meat tastes better.
All right, Megan.
We're talking about cannibalism. We're talking about cannibalism for sure, but I don't know why we're talking about cannibalism. I'm wondering, because obviously, yeah, we're talking about eating each other. Like, whose meat would taste the best? But I don't know why we're talking about that. I can't recall like a series or a show that would lead into this. Hold on. I'm going to try and guess. Can I try and guess the episode number now?
Sure.
Okay. It's with Alicia. And Alicia was joining us before Kyle. And Kyle was there. And Kyle's first episode was 69.
Oh,
I'm going to guess. The number is Mason. Where's my pins on this string board? I'm going to guess that the episode number is 130.
Nope. But okay. Andrew.
Okay, Andrew. I think I know what we're talking about. I actually think we're talking about an Eli Roth movie. I'm trying to remember the exact title. It's Green
Something. No.
No, we're not? Okay, that's the only other time I remember talking about cannibalism, because he did that movie where... a bunch of Greenpeace people crash in the Amazon.
And Green Inferno?
Green Inferno was what I was thinking of, but it wasn't that. Okay.
Nope. Kyle, you raised your eyebrow a little. Maybe you have an idea.
The only other thing I could think of is that, like, well, I can't remember his name, but it's like the plane crash in the mountains where they start eating
Alive.
Each other. Alive.
And it's not. Chris, any guesses?
Why did we talk about eating each other?
Walking Dead, maybe? I don't think zombies.
Nope. Eat. Someone on the stream asked us who tastes best.
That's dumb.
I think Chris might taste the best because he has the most preservatives, so it'd be like
jerky.
Yeah, but I'm rotten and falling apart.
No, it's like those cheese-filled sausages. You just like bite into one and they...
Yeah,
exactly.
I hate those.
Hold on.
But you are
so
one.
I was told that there was like these interviews that people had done with like actual cannibals. And cannibals said that people with tattooed skin don't taste right. But they said the best tasting people were people that usually had like a high salt content in their diet, like people of Asian descent. So I think that since Chris does eat a lot of salt in his diet in the ways of cheese, I think that Chris's meat would taste the best. I believe that Chris is previously already like marinated and like pre-seasoned. Chris is pre-seasoned.
Okay, so
I need a shirt for Chris that just says pre-seasoned.
I guess
I need a shirt that says that.
Episode number 190.
Nope.
110.
Nope.
Oh, Megan already guessed.
82.
Right? Nope. Aww. Come on, Chris.
It was after I joined because I could hear it in the background.
We were streaming. That's what I was trying to figure out as well. Is we were streaming at that point.
Oh, I'm just trying to think when the MSP giveaway was because that's essentially after when I started or before I started. 182.
The correct answer, and Andrew, you're going to kick yourself because you're off by one to get the point.
Oh,
it's
no.
104.
Aw, give it to him anyways.
No handouts.
Point.
He gets no handouts.
Come on.
No handouts. You guys suck.
Can I get a
No, no half points.
A 16th of a point.
Can I have a 16th of a point?
Nope. Who's next?
I got my half point.
That was Megan. So we're back to Chris.
Yep.
Oh god, this is getting confusing.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
I'm just thinking of like people with hair around their nipples. I'm like, huh?
What? Why?
People.
Why? Are
people
you thinking
who...
about braiding them?
No, like.
Why not? Because that's instant castle.
Yeah,
why are you thinking about hair nip Steve?
Because
Megan, we're gonna be on the cutting edge here. We're gonna braid. We're gonna make a new new category inside of RedTube. We're just gonna be braided nipple hair.
Well, like I'm just like.
And we'll create our own tassels.
We have to make it so that the adhesive is not too strong that it rips out the hair, but strong enough that it stays on.
No, I want to go all natural. We need to like encourage the growth and then. Hi, Jason. How's it going?
Why is this mine? Why do I have to guess this one of all people?
You hairy beast.
So, Chris, why were we talking about making all natural nipple tassels in front of this or our former station manager?
Oh, hi, Jason.
Yeah, my guess is because Jason walked in.
Chris, if you get this one, you win. Just
what do you mean if I get this one? I assume it's
because this has
the flash
so little to do with the topic.
What?
Honestly, don't even think about nipples.
I usually don't, but like...
Yeah, we talk about nipples a lot on the show, apparently.
I'm okay with that. We're pretty sex positive.
Yes.
Was it like, I don't know.
Anyone want to guess?
Me.
Like,
me,
what are
me,
we
me.
Talking about?
I know that we're talking about pasties. We're talking pasties, but I don't know why.
We are actually not talking about pasties.
Why. Oh, yeah. No. My memory bad.
I'm trying to figure out, because Megan's the one that transitions here, where suddenly she declares that she's thinking about the round people's nipples.
I feel personally attacked on this one.
Which is so a left turn off of probably whatever we were talking about, which is why I got so invested, because I'm just fascinated by how this is connected.
All four of my chest hairs hurt.
All 400 of mine hurt.
That's a low guess, but
it is a low guess.
Give up.
I got
So, we were talking about the new Thunder Geeks t-shirts for men and women, and Andrew said he'd want to wear a women's shirt, but his nipple hair would stick out.
I'm going to fight you.
Oh, man. Okay. So, I got to figure out the episode number here. Because I'm gonna do some beautiful mind math on this.
Oh my god!
So this is what the numbers.
Yes, the numbers, Mason.
But I was still in shape enough to be confident on wanting to wear the women's cut shirt, so I'd have this like great like you know just hourglass going on. So it has to be around 2016 because that's when Pokemon Go came out, and that's when I was in the best shape of my life. So, and then it would have been near probably ThunderCon because I believe that is when we got, we're talking 4 years ago. So I'm going to minus 200 off the bat. I'm going to guess episode 80.
No, but your math isn't wrong, so to speak. You're on the right track.
120.
Nope.
167.
Nope. Megan?
94?
Megan wins 97.
I knew 100% that it was going to be under at 100 episodes because I know we had done ThunderCon before episode 100. That's why Rob got the shirts, and I was in immaculate shape.
All right, Kyle.
Okay.
I was down to Megan medium shirts doing at the that numbers. Point.
You ready, Kyle?
Yeah.
Hold the drama, Rob.
Forget Rob.
See, Rob just doesn't understand positivity.
What?
I know exactly.
If anyone here understands positivity, it's me.
It's the negative one.
No, you know what? If anyone could like out happy Rob, it would be JoJo Siwa.
And Rob, in fact, you are B negative, so.
Exactly what this is.
That's awful. He is B negative, aren't you? We all got our.
I'm A positive because I'm the best.
You're A plus?
I'm number one.
Oh my god. I'm the edgy
one. That's the only place I'm going to have a perfect mark.
I'm the edgy one and I'm typo negative. Does that mean like you're universal though? I am.
So we're going to steal your kidneys.
Cool.
Yeah, you're our harvest.
That's why we keep you around.
We love Megan. We're going to take one.
Yeah, I'm thinking this one?
Yep.
Probably.
I feel like lefty. I don't really use that one. I call the left one bitey.
I mean, my organs... calling your kidneys bitey, that is a massive concern.
Okay, so this is definitely after the like convention when we got our blood types taken. I don't know what else would be more specific about that.
Well, I think the specific thing that we were talking about is we were talking about the Japanese sort of horoscope-ish thing they have for blood types. So we were going through those based upon the blood types that we had, as well as talking about JoJo Siwa.
Andrew's close, but not right.
Oh.
Anyone else want to take a guess?
Are we talking about Resident Evil and how the blood types affect how the virus impacts them? No. Yeah!
It was definitely like after we went to ICOM, we got all of our blood tested.
Yeah.
Talking about how the blood does the zodiac stuff, blah, blah, blah. And how Rob is somehow negatively positive and we're all positively depressed.
I'm the positive one and he's the negative blood type.
Yeah, though that's what we learned. I believe that
we're
Rob
all
was
neg-
the only one with a negative blood type, but he's the most positive person, and the rest of us had positive blood types.
No,
and we are.
I'm the typo negative as well.
Okay, well, you're also a positive person.
Yes, that's very true.
Exactly. You know what? This proves our point more.
Yes,
it's been years, and it's back.
So what we're actually talking about is my confusion over who the hell JoJo Siwa is.
Hey, no, I said JoJo Siwa.
I said half right because you just said and JoJo Siwa.
JoJo Siwa. No, judges, I think I get that because I specifically said and we're talking about JoJo Siwa.
But it's specifically interest.
I'm going to call shenanigans.
Shenanigans.
You want a half a point?
I at least want a half a point here because I'll
give you half a point.
JoJo.
The reason
I didn't focus on JoJo is because I named her by name during that clip, so I didn't think Rob would be that obvious, but 100% yes.
Okay, half a point.
Yeah, we're talking about how...
Alicia opens up with her smash
Alicia
drama. Where she just wants to dance.
So, Andrew, you're up next. You got to listen super close.
What we do, we didn't do episode numbers.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, my bad.
Number.
episode number. Chris, go first.
215.
Kyle?
235.
Andrew?
190.
Megan?
And it's not 150. It's like 183.
Hold on, before you answer this, did we not just say like 20 minutes ago that we started our conventions in like the 200s?
Yes.
Oh, God!
Yes, so.
Kyle's closest, but he's not within point range. 247.
Rob, now, I do have a question before we move on. Do you now understand the smash hit mega pop star JoJo Siwa? And her
no, honestly, the planet, I haven't thought of the name until I heard it in the clip.
Andrew, she's going to be on Cribs.
Nice!
Cribs is still a thing?
No, Cribs is coming back.
I mean, I've seen her house tour already. She built a stage on her own in the backyard after the Rona canceled her concerts. So, and she has a candy bedroom.
All right, Andrew, this one's all you.
Okay.
And because I'm looking at the description, y'all listen super close.
Okay.
All right, Kyle, you ready?
All right.
Okay. Bro, so if this is your first time tuning in, hi, we're your Thunder Geeks. We like to together talk about what we've been up to this week and try to make you laugh for an hour and a half. We have a couple special events coming up. Man, this is really hard to do because Rob is cruel and evil, and you can see...
Oh, all right, it cuts off so quickly. Oh,
yep.
That's the intro of a show. I needed like 5 more seconds on that.
Why am I cruel and evil, Andrew?
Because you're you?
I believe that this is a Halloween episode. I believe you're involving a clown somehow. I don't think you... Because this is when wasn't when you were dressed up as a clown. Because I was talking about that when you came in. I still think Rob is subjecting me to a clown on Halloween as I'm trying to do the intro of the episode. Is that close enough?
That is actually exactly what's going on.
Is it when specifically when you brought Dylan in?
No.
No,
because... This was when... Alicia bought me dollar store makeup and said, Rob, do this. I'm like, okay!
Because, yeah, there was 3 incidents that Rob is dressed up as a clown. So there was that one. There was the one that Rob lied and said he was missing the Halloween episode. So me being a nice friend, I'm trying to, thinking Rob's listening, wish him, you know, like, well and stuff. And I don't know that he is now standing directly behind me, dressed as a clown, until he's right beside my face and I scream. And then there was the third one that showed I am 100% ready for a serial killer, because the moment I heard the front door, I knew, uh-oh, bam, and I locked it, and I was ready to go through the station window if it was large enough.
My favorite of that is always going to be the second one, because you were just talking and talking. Everybody else's faces were changing the whole time.
Yeah, the one where was still my favorite.
I have one of my favorite things about Andrew is the look on his face when he starts getting into fight or flight mode. He has a very specific, like, his whole face is just stone, and his, like, pupils, like, start, like, honing in, and they're, like, he's so focused, and there's, like, you could almost see the sweat start to building up, but he's just, like, it's honestly, like, one of my favorite looks on his face. Because I know, like, either, like, yeah, we're gonna do this, stuff's gonna be awesome, or it's gonna be like, Andrew's getting messed up by a clown.
I didn't know that it physically shows, because Megan, you're not wrong. The moment it is literally a switch over flip where the rest of my thoughts are turning off and I have one hyper focused goal, and that is the only thing I am thinking about at that moment, and all of my brain power, as scattered as it is just going up to the wind of possibilities in that moment of what my next action can be. But I get the point. I'm gonna guess episode 50.
Anyone else?
75.
Oh, what's the spookiest number I can think of?
113. Megan?
Was it episode? No, we started around Halloween, so that would have been October. This would have been October. Okay, so I'm gonna guess that it was episode 1. Hold on. 57.
So close, Megan. So bloody close. 151.
I swear. One what?
151.
You're literally one.
What did I say?
157.
Yeah, you're one off.
So you're
really- I swear! That is not even fair anymore! I'm just gonna scream.
Wait. Within five?
Yeah. That's
off by six.
It's off by six.
Oh yeah, you're right.
Chris does math good like.
I'm gonna go for a nap now.
Well, hold on, Megan, it's your turn, and this one could get you, like, redemption.
You ready?
One.
All right, so just hold on.
Like, just molested
I think we're good.
At EB Games, like, 2 days ago.
What makes you feel like a geek? Oh, when I molest mannequins in the mall, and people are like, wow, she's a geek.
What are we talking about?
I think she needs to hear it again.
Yeah, I mean, Megan wasn't ready, so can we play that one more time?
So I actually...
Oh, did she hear
it? I heard it.
Oh, you heard it. Oh, okay.
I believe the beginning was, I actually just molested a mannequin.
Yup.
Now, I know for a fact that it was in a store.
That's typical no. Mannequins are.
No, what are you talking about?
Right track. Megan, why did you molest a mannequin, and what are we talking about?
Was that the whole clip? I just molested a mannequin recently, and then it was just us laughing, and then what was at the end?
And why it makes you a geek.
Play it again. Play the clip again.
Oh, hold on. I have turned down.
This one's a louder one, because Megan goes all out.
One. I actually, like, just molested a mannequin at EB Games, like, 2 days ago.
What makes you feel like a geek? Oh, when I molest mannequins in the mall, and people are like, wow, she's a geek.
So what are we talking about, Megan?
I don't even remember EB Games ever having a mannequin.
Maybe they didn't the whole time. Maybe it was never a mannequin. Maybe it was a man disguised as a mannequin.
Ah, a man.
Just walked in there and just started feeling up Jeff. Oh, hey, Kyle. Hey, sorry. I had to rub your back a little, like, you know.
Megan, is that where my name's Jeff comes in? It's just one day you were like, ooh, mannequin. He's like, my name's Jeff.
I wonder if they did actually have a mannequin, like, on top of the rack at one point. Now I'm trying to remember which geeky shirt it was that I ripped off of this mannequin. Because I had so many at one point, and now, like, I can't even. I have no idea what I'm talking about.
I'm trying to think of characters that Megan would, like, actively molest.
All of them?
I was like...
You're solid?
Last of Us?
I don't have any Last of Us shirts. I don't have any Metal Gear Solid shirts, surprisingly. So it had to have been a different one.
Rooted.
Oh, no. What's on the shirt is not important.
Okay, so we're on the wrong track entirely.
Yeah.
Can you give us a hint for this?
Oh.
This one's a little out of nowhere.
This was actually a special episode.
What?
So we had a guest with us, I'm assuming.
No.
Yes?
No.
Nope.
No.
No guest. I actually intentionally went out of my way to not pick guest episodes because they're so iconic we'd know them like that.
Yeah.
That's a brain.
Okay, that's fair.
Oh, yeah, no, if Rob would have picked any guest episode, I would have known exactly what we were doing at that point.
Yeah. You know what? I have no idea.
Anyone want to know why Megan is molesting a mannequin?
I have no clue.
I have no clue.
I mean, whatever floats her boat.
So, it was a special episode, and I'm not going to give away the number just yet, but Andrew asked us each the question, what makes you feel like a geek? And then Megan said... Well, I molested a mannequin.
Episode 100?
Yes.
Ah, I get the point. Yeah, because I would have, if I was asking for a very special episode, it's rather going to be a guest episode, an anniversary, or a divisible by 10 milestone.
What about a birthday?
Or a birthday. Birthdays are special episodes.
Yeah,
but,
or a birthday.
But, like, if I was asking the question of what makes you a geek, I think I had this for 100 or 200. So I knew it wasn't 300. I took a 50-50 shot.
Did I go on to explain why I molested that mannequin?
No. That was the end of your story.
Would you like to make up a reason now, Megan?
There has to be a reason. There had to have been a shirt on there that I really wanted.
You didn't specify a shirt. You just said there was a shirt on a mannequin and you molested it.
Yeah, Megan, how did
you... That's what I just said. But you just said you didn't specify a shirt. You just said that there was a shirt on the mannequin. That's literally what you just said.
Yep.
But how did you manifest your molestation of a mannequin?
From playing Silent Hill 2, obviously. If you don't get that reference, I'm so sorry.
Nope.
I don't get that reference.
It's a good game.
You're the only cool one, Megan.
Oh, we knew that.
All right, Chris, you ready?
Who knows that?
Yep.
Okay.
All right.
This will, because we can talk about dude stuff. So what's your favorite flower?
Lotus.
Daffodils. I like catmint.
I'm sorry?
Catmint.
Probably just because cat's in the word.
Yeah, and it attracts cats.
What about cattails?
I did not know of a cattail.
Or catnip.
Well, catnip's not a flower.
We have cattails?
It's a leaf.
But doesn't the leaf have a flower attached somewhere?
Not necessarily. There are plants without flowers, Rob.
I know, but I've always imagined catnip to have, like, little flowers. Like, you know, so what? Ever see a strawberry before it became a berry? The little white flowers?
Sure.
I guess I'm the only one here who's actually picked wild strawberries.
Yes. I've never been outside.
As you're wearing the most outdoorsy shirt you could.
Oh, man.
That was the fruitiest sentence I think I've ever heard Rob say.
So, Chris, what are we talking about?
Well, it was definitely our first Dude Guy Bro episode because it was just the four of us. And we were... I don't know how it turned into talking about flowers, but I know that's just where it turned into. Then it turned into making fun of you.
I mean, most things do.
Conversations do.
Yeah, no, exactly, because it's just so easy.
I'm going to give it
a chance.
I am going to give it to Chris, because this is our first Megan-free episode.
Yeah, the first Duke guy bro.
That's fair. Yeah. That's fair. I didn't pick that part out of it. I think we were talking about tea.
Nope. Literally, we talk about anything. Megan's not here. So what's your favorite flower?
So, like, the start of the clip is, like, it's the first Dude Bro episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that is all... That, correct. Correct.
So, anyone want to guess the number?
You guys, and then... Oh.
How long did it take for Megan to run away?
155.
172.
215.
Megan?
2... Okay, so it was probably when I was in, like, maybe Geraldton. So I was on vacation, so it would have had to have been Christmas sometime, maybe... So it was after Kyle joined us, so it was probably episode 100. I don't know how to do math. 132. I keep asking for 132. That's it. I don't care.
Nope. Chris, you're off by one. It was 178.
I want to say words, but I can't say words.
Oh, man.
All right, Kyle.
Only said more than five either way.
All right. So we have a special guest. I make my eyes all dirty. Bob Soxkins. Hi, Megan. Ooh, you got party eyes. Would you like to kiss? Yes, I would, Bob Soxkins.
Make it stop. You're the actual words.
What?
All right, Kyle, what are we talking about?
I want to participate in this round. I'm just going to
I'm assuming since his name is Bob Soxkins, that Andrew has a sock puppet on his hand.
Yup.
Specifically, I have taken my sock off. Put
but
it on
why?
I could not tell you why.
Why?
I related to Bob Hoskins.
Yeah, that's what I was like. We have a special guest, Bob Hoskins. I was like, what?
I mean, it's because it's the only, like, accent I can do where I'm Bob. Okay, wait. You know what? Let's
Recreated, see if it sparks anything.
Can I vote to phone a friend?
Sure.
So we have the return of Bob Sockskins here. We were talking about Who Framed Roger Rabbit in any capacity?
Nope.
Why would Who Framed Roger Rabbit go up?
Because he's the
Bob
detective.
Hoskins. Does it have anything to do with Bob Hoskins?
Yes.
Wow. What?
I have to say, I was going through a time, and I don't remember a lot of that period in my life.
Megan, do you have any idea? Because he was attacking you.
Yeah.
I mean, that happens on a regular basis, so...
Is it because Megan has an attraction to the dude from Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Nope.
What? No.
All right,
are we talking about... Hold on. Are we talking about...
Oh, I know.
You know?
We are talking about...
Are we talking...
Okay, Megan goes first.
Are we talking about the Super Mario Brothers movie somehow?
Yep.
That's what I was going to guess, but I knew Megan had it, so I had to give it to her since I didn't want to... That, yeah.
We're making fun of Megan for liking Super Mario. And Andrew, for some reason, decides to make a sock puppet because the only reason Megan should love the movie is because she's got a thing for Bob Hoskins.
All right. Even though John Leguizamo is so hot?
Actually, Andrew originally started with the John Leguizamo puppet, and you said you're not into him, so Andrew switched it up.
So, but here's the thing. I think that John Leguizamo is hot, but I won't find him, like, sexually attractive. I can find people attractive and not be attracted to them. Does that make sense?
Okay, so Megan, but the ultimate question is who is your favorite sock foo? Leguizamo or Bob Socks?
Andrew, don't even
He's
do it.
He's getting the other sock off. He's doing both. I can see you moving them around. You.
So is it Bob Sackins or John Leguizamo?
I feel hatred.
I can't guess. I hate you.
Who's your sock food, Megan?
Choose me. It's me, John Leguizamo. I'm number two. Because I'm the left foot.
I'm not.
I'm your
not.
Right hand socks, Megan. Will you sock it to me, baby?
Headphones are coming off.
I am just not going to say anything.
I'm going to
I love this, but I hate you so much for this.
Well, y'all got to guess an episode number.
And Megan has to tell us her sock foo.
I'm not, because I don't have one. Shut up.
195.
What happened, nope. Megan? What between me and John Leguizamo?
It's got to be an earlier episode, so I'm going to say it's probably around, like, I'm going to say it's maybe, like, 64?
Nope. Chris, what number? Oh.
What number just ends all this? I don't know. 102?
Nope. Andrew, what do you got?
I guess 230.
Andrew's the closest, but not close enough with 242.
Dang it.
What?
We need to head to our last break here, folks, but keep that dial locked to Thunder Geeks, brought to you by 102.7 FM, CILU, or around the world at luradio.ca.
CILU is sponsored in part by the students of Lakehead University, our listeners, and our sponsors. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
The Foundry at 242 Red River Road, open 11 a.m. to 2 a.m. Monday to Saturday, featuring folk and Mondays, karaoke Tuesdays, trivia Wednesdays, open stage Thursdays, and live music weekends. Find out more at thefoundrypub.com. The Thunder Bay Symphony Orchestra. Log on to tbso.ca or call 626-TBSO for details on the 2019-2020 season and how to get tickets. The Lakehead University Student Union, promoting action, advocacy, and service by bringing you student centers. Learn more by visiting their office in the tunnels of the student center or by logging on to lusu.ca.
I got a Spider-Man t-shirt. I got Converse down and running off my feet. I got got a bad mustache, a reoccurring rash, and not a lot of cash to spend it on mustache. Man, it's good to be a geek. It's good to be a geek. It's good to be a creep. It's good to draw my pictures and no one will ever see. It's good to be a geek. It's good to be a gnome. It's good I'll never wait in rock side of telephone. Cause no one ever. I play Dungeons and Dragons. I got a 13th level halfling fighter thief. Got 7 hit die on the backstab. Sometimes you know it's good to be a geek. Well, it's good to be a geek. It's good to play the freak. It's good to come my mom and watch every other week. Well, as far as I can see, it's good to play the Wii. Let's stay on painting miniatures, tell it to a three. Cause now I never sometimes. I'm a Klingon speaking Federation freak. I find I'm more inclined to spend a bulk of my time on the Starship Enterprise than talking to girls that I mean. It's good to have a plan. It's good to be the man. Cause now I never. Someday I learn to play. A brief so they get I'll get a turn. Someday I'll buy a fancy condo. Someday I'll drive a car that's more than your house. Someday I'll kiss my ass. It's good to make some noise. It's good to scream aloud. It's good to feel immortal like your last name is McCloud. It's good to be a geek. It's good to be unseen. Get to watch the rapper caught on a black screen. Cause no one ever. I got a bad mustache, a reoccurring rash, and not a lot of cash to spend it on my stash. Man, it's good to be a geek. You know I'm going in tight to look like Boba Fett. I got my helmet set, although it makes me sweat. Man, it's good to be a geek.
And we're back. You're listening to Thunder Geeks, brought to you by 102.7 FM CILU, or around the world at luradio.ca. That was Deaf Pedestrians with Hail to the Geek. And here's the grand conclusion of our Thunder Geeks 300 episode Trivia-tacular.
And this is the last clip, so let's just make it a free-for-all.
That's a terrible idea.
Yep.
Hold up. Here on Thunder Geeks, we like to talk about mature things like comic books and cartoons, and some of the subject matter can be really mature too. So listening discretion is advised. With the CRTC out of the way, hey, Rob, wait. Martin Freeman has a porno?
No, but there's one male actor who looks shockingly like him.
We're talking
about
Black
Panther.
I know this one.
Yeah, there is a porn star out there who looks a lot like Martin.
Okay, we're not talking about Black Panther.
Not Black Panther.
But it's Martin.
I don't know who that is.
Are we talking about Martin Freeman? Or are we talking about Morgan Freeman?
Martin Freeman.
Oh, that'd be a very different porno. I am going to now
Okay.
Insert myself into you.
I am talking about a New Zealand movie that was based off of a short film where he plays a guy who is infected by a zombie virus. And it's, I can't remember what it's called, but it's the one, Precious Cargo. We're talking about Precious Cargo.
Holy crow, go Megan.
Whoa.
Yes!
What's the episode number?
Come on, Megan, let's see if you can get...
Oh, no, I'm not good at that. I'm really not good at that. We had Kyle with us, so that was probably after 69. So I'm gonna guess 100, 150, 164.
Nope. Andrew.
Whoops, I said the bad word. Oh, dang.
Don't worry, I have two of my own to edit out this episode.
You should just all get one at this point.
Andrew, what number?
Okay, I'm going to guess 270.
Nope. What about you, Kyle?
195.
Chris?
I'm thinking.
The numbers, Mason.
I literally just found that was a song. I'm going to say it was probably before Kyle, so 56.
Kyle actually gets the point because it's 190.
Got him.
All right.
And the score is good.
Wait. I was writing out a message. Can I propose, if anyone else can come up with trivia questions, can we do bonus points? Because I have a question for everyone if they can remember.
All right.
What is the very first song I played on the radio?
Everything is Awesome.
Okay, but Rob, you can have a point, but you definitely can't win.
I don't care. I give him a point. Considering I was
going to say it too. You suck. You stole points from us.
Oh, okay.
How dare you?
Oh, okay. I can make it harder. I can actually bring up Spinatron most likely and find out what songs we had played randomly.
While you're bathed in the light of God.
Oh yeah, I'll think.
Rob's good memory though on that one.
Well, that was the first song. I'm trying to remember. I also had a specific one for the last song as well. I used to plan out during the first year when I was just still discovering a lot of music. I was able to plan out a lot of the song titles. And I also used to write them down, which might make it a lot easier for me if I just bring it up here. So my question is going to be, what's the last song I played that episode?
Is it still Lego Movie related?
No. No, I started with Everything is Awesome just because it's such an iconic, you know, sort of song.
I don't know why, but this is popping in my head. Goodnight, sweet Dragon Slayer, Demon Slayer.
Rob
is
correct. It was
Goodnight,
Demon Slayer from Voltaire.
I remember because you wanted the first song to be super energetic, the last song to be a lullaby.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Rob.
I am very impressed, Rob. Good job.
Okay,
I want to propose something. Since Rob was the trivia master, how about we take his points and split them up into four, and then we each get half a point so that Rob doesn't get any.
And Chris gets a point.
Yay!
Chris got points.
Chris did, yes. Do you remember the video game we talked about during that first episode?
I think it was called
Follow.
Hatred.
Rob is correct. We were talking about Hatred because that was when there was another do video games cause violence sort of.
My favorite topic.
Absolutely. Oh
yeah.
Okay, I brought up the show notes from our very first show notes. So we talked about the Hatred controversy, and also at that time it was rumored to have Carrie Kelly in Batman v Superman. That sure never happened.
Nope.
I also have the DC movie lineup at that point. So the first couple are the same, you know, Batman v Superman, Suicide Squad, Wonder Woman. Then it was Justice League Part 1, directed by Zack Snyder in 2017. The Flash in 2018. Aquaman in 2018. Shazam in 2019.
Didn't we get that?
We did get Shazam and Aquaman. Justice League Part 2 in 2019. Cyborg in 2020. As well as Green Lantern in 2020.
Aww.
Well, they're working on that one, aren't they, still?
It's a TV show.
Oh, okay, there we go. And we got Wonder Woman this year? What?
We'll see, maybe.
Kyle, look at the bright side. You got lamplighter.
Yeah, that went well.
You had him for a good little bit.
I had him for like 2 episodes, and then he decided to just burn out on the show, I guess.
That was really
I don't know. I think he gave him a bit of a cold shoulder.
He must come back, though. There's an interesting trip down memory lane.
Okay, I brought up the notes as well for Kyle's first episode. Kyle, do you remember what you talked about on your very first episode?
Nope, I don't remember what we talked about last week.
Kyle.
Was it WoW related?
It's not WoW related. So it's not WoW. So if it wasn't WoW, Kyle, if you deep down into your instincts of 2016, what was your passion other than WoW?
I was going to say either Isaac or League of Legends.
I'm thinking Adventure Time.
It was a video game. There's one other video game that I think that could be named here.
God of War? No, I'm just kidding. That was like last 2018. Year. Yes. Digimon?
Nope, it was Diablo.
Oh!
So yeah, so Kyle, on your first episode, we talked about Super Bowl commercials, and then the Fine Bros had the React scandal when they tried to trademark the word React.
Oh, that went well. Wow. It went super well.
Oh, and the Binding of Isaac got denied from the iOS store.
Oh, yeah, because it's religious content.
Oh.
Well, I did mention Isaac.
Hey, you gotta give him points there.
Like, it's gotta be one of the two, then.
Yeah, you did. We still did talk about Isaac, so that's fair.
That's
half point.
You know we're still on Diablo 3?
Have you gotten a burger yet?
I haven't played Diablo in like a year and a half because it's the same game. I have no reason to play it.
And yet you still play Isaac.
That's because it's a fun game.
It's also kind of more random.
Diablo's literally the same thing.
Yep.
So one of my favorite episodes, I remember specifically, we used none of the show notes. So Rob actually referenced it, is when we used to do the look backs at movies set in the future of the current year. And that first one that we did was 2015, Back to the Future 2 versus The Sixth Day. And instead of talking about anything else that we had planned, we actually scrapped the entire episode and kept that as the topic the entire time. And I absolutely loved the episode. But then I brought up, I'm like, what the hell were we supposed to talk about that episode? And whew, you know what? I'm glad we didn't talk about it because most of these are awful. They did that 2015 Inspector Gadget reboot. They had the Be Cool Scooby-Doo from Seth MacFarlane. They had Digimon Try. And the only thing that I cared about, actually, no, there's two. Cute High Earth Defense Club Love.
Yes.
And Star versus the Forces. But instead of talking about any of that, we talked about what was happening in the current future of current year.
Yeah, we saved that for the one after.
Yeah, we pushed a lot of that back. But also after we did that episode is when I started taking the chains off the leash more, where we were like, you know what, like, let's find a place to start talking. However, the faster we move away and into our own interesting corner of conversation we get, the better it turns out. And most of those clips that you've pulled up this thing is exactly that. And it's been some of my favorite moments of doing the show over the past 6 years. Y'all got a favorite memory or anything?
Besides scaring you senseless several times. yes, when I did the Christmas scavenger hunt and... basically the Guinness question where you all just kind of rage quit at a pop can.
It was not a pop can.
Not a pop can. It was an alcoholic beverage.
Still made me laugh how mad you guys got. Also, there was one clip I almost used, but it's one of those, it is so vague. It can actually be like 10 different things for us where you just basically start the episode by going, "Damn it, Robert stole my wallet again."
That happened quite a bit.
Some of my favorite things involve like really like making Andrew laugh really hard. And one of them is when I start talking like Mr. Krabs. Like, I don't know what it is, but every time I talk like Mr. Krabs, it makes Andrew laugh. My other favorite thing to do with us as a crew is anytime Andrew starts talking about conspiracies, because it makes Rob so mad because I end up saying, oh, blah, 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 blah. Some scientific researchers say yes, you know, like, and then
alien research.
Andrew starts going on about the ancient aliens stuff just makes Rob rage quit. And I think that's hilarious.
Oh, sure. It's funny when I rage quit, but when I want someone else to rage quit, Megan's always like, oh, stop being mean.
Yeah, that's exactly the point. That is exactly the point. Because yes. You go to the ends of the earth to try and get on our last nerve, and you can't handle it when we do it back to you. And that just is like, the sous chef kiss.
So I also went and looked up all of the movies that are set in the future of 2020. Some of them are kind of like the future as they were made in like 2019 and then kind of shuffled forward. But the few that stand out to me is Sharknado, The Fourth Awakens takes place in 2020. Edge of Tomorrow and The Invisible Man all take place in 2020. I swear there was more, though.
We're due for a Sharknado.
You want a fun fact that'll make you more paranoid about what's coming up in the year? Mad Max, the first one, takes place in 2021.
Here we go. Everybody start getting your post-apocalyptic costume together.
I need a codpiece.
Yeah, because what?
Break out them leather jackets.
When we started out this show as well, our biggest concern was it was a zombie apocalypse, and we're probably not looking at zombies anymore unless the cure or the mutation of the virus happens. We always thought it would be like some sort of viral strain.
Nope, I've been listening to you, Andrew.
We're probably looking at Mad Max for the sort of desert fire hellscape. So do we have to change our post-apocalyptic strategy now?
Yeah, hard water.
So Nestle's
fine. Poured water, poured gasoline.
Well, we're good for water.
For the horde.
The area we're in, I think, has like the most freshwater lakes per square meter.
Yep.
So water we're pretty okay on, but that's also why we're going to be invaded.
Yep.
Yep.
But no, Andrew, after listening to a lot of episodes, your greatest fear was always the robot uprising.
Well, that's fair. That's fair. Well, that's the thing is with the robot uprising, it's one of those threats that is foreseeably coming and we are likely going to lose because if we have robots that are now capable of resisting our control, they are pretty logically going to be smarter than us. So I try to think of how can we out-human the robots before they unhuman our lives.
Or we welcome them as our new leaders.
We might have already. The algorithm kind of controls a lot of our lives already, and that is a form of AI. You can look at how much people have changed over the past couple years just because of what algorithms have fed them. So, for all we know, we're already in the robot apocalypse.
Just look at TikTok. The whole thing is based on an algorithm.
Exactly. Yep. Well, not just TikTok. Facebook is based on an algorithm. What comes up in your newsfeed while you're scrolling and who of your friends shows up and which of their comments are shown into you and which of your groups you're following are shown into you, that's all based on an algorithm. Your YouTube suggested sidebar is all based on an algorithm. Actually, your Google search results on themselves will be different than a lot of other people's just based on an algorithm that you have no control over and will never see. So you are already controlled by the robots before you even knew it.
Yay! I welcome our robot overlords, I've been saying for years.
I mean, that just sounds like damage control, so they won't get mad at us.
No, I've been saying it since day one. I have pointed you to movies and books I want you to watch that show the robot overlords aren't that bad. And considering the leaders the world has right now, I'll take a robot.
My worry with robots is that they seek efficiency and humans are inherently inefficient and illogical. And that's when I think they will want to replace us, where it's like, okay, our point is still to care for the humans, but the humans are the problem, so let's make better humans, and that's when they'll replace us. And will we be human anymore? Or will we be biological robots?
Same thing.
I played Deus Ex Machina, it's fine.
Yeah.
And I believe in the Ship of Theseus philosophy that, you know, as long as this thing's still kicking, it's us.
I am starting to become concerned, though, of the southern border turning into a fiery hellscape and them coming for our water.
Yeah, that part, yeah.
So yeah, we might need to go all Turbo Kid on things. So we need bikes and whatever that machine was that you could feed people into and get water out.
Bike?
I'd be okay with the tanker apocalypse.
You just want to jump on a kangaroo, man.
I want ice tea to be a half kangaroo friend that is my friend named Boogie.
Ice-T is no one's friend.
No, he went back to his home planet as Water T.
Now he knows how to care again.
So, Rob, okay, now tell us who won the game. Can you give it in reverse order?
All right. Chris, you lost.
That's a given.
Andrew, you almost lost.
I didn't come in last, though. How many points did I have?
I think it was 4-4-3-2. So, basically what I'm saying is these two, Kyle and Megan, tied.
Oh, they tied.
We always do this.
We need a tiebreaker then. And I had two tiebreaker questions until Rob answered both of them.
I'm sorry. I got too excited to play. I'm always the game master. I never get to be the player.
Feels bad, man.
All right.
Is there one audio clip that wasn't working properly? Could we try and use that one again?
Okay, so it's only... Okay, everything else is like at minimum 300 kilobytes. That one's only 2.
Yeah, that one I think just didn't download properly, so that's probably my bad. Definitely my bad.
Do you remember where it's from?
See, one second, I gotta pull it up. It was from episode 48, 32 minutes, 3 seconds.
32 minutes, 3 seconds. Okay. Let's see if I can pull off a MacGuffin here.
What was the episode number?
38. 48.
48. Megan, you want to just both win?
No. There can only be one.
All right, cool. So Megan and I both win.
Time signature, Rob?
32:03.
32? Okay. Let's see if you guys can hear this.
Up until 27 seconds.
Andrew, do you know how to screen share?
He's just going to put it up there.
Try.
I can do it right now. Share your screen.
Clap it, clap. Clap, clap. Clap your hands. Clap your hands. Everybody clap your hands. Hi.
I do not know screen share.
All right. I wasn't sure if that was you or actually Rob. Let me know if you can hear this.
It's like, you know, they didn't really limit us, just house cats. I assume that's what they wanted. But no, we're going to whip out, you know, our jaguars and our cheetahs and our lions. Lions can screw some people up. I mean, zombies, not really.
Not lions. Lions are lazy guys. They just like to nap.
Male lions. Female lions are going to bring it.
Lioness, yeah. But lion.
What if lions are lions?
What? We're talking about
About Voltron.
Nope.
To who? Is it both of us?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Megan said Voltron. It's not Voltron.
I said cats.
That's half the words you need to get the point.
Like the Thundercats?
Nope. We're not talking about the movie Cats.
Is it Thundercats?
It is not Thundercats.
Can you give them a hint? Because we need one of them to answer this.
Cats versus...
What can a cat fight? Come on, you two.
Everything. What big cats.
Big cats fighting...
I'm not sure.
Big dogs?
We said it in the clip.
What?
Megan, do you have a guess?
Chris, play again.
So what was it at? 32-0-something?
32-03.
And
it's 27 seconds.
Zombies?
Yes!
Yes!
Andrew's gonna get a horde of cats?
It's cats versus zombies.
There you go.
Megan wins. Congratulations, Wigan. You are the winner of the 300 clip show.
There was actually very little doubt in my mind because Megan's got the memory.
Beep. Absolutely.
Yep.
Kyle just has random game luck, which he has skill. No, not luck with randomness in games. Luck with games. It's like Han Solo. You're intuitively lucky with new games, but you call it skill.
I am just good with games.
Yeah, I'm the one who's got the skill.
It was Andrew using an army of cats to, like, mess up zombies?
No, a fan asked us who would win, cats or zombies.
Wild.
Huh.
I'm adamant that cats win everything. Well,
you found the loophole of big cats.
Yes. Big cats. Well, folks, thank you so much for joining us over this past 6 years and 300 episodes. This has been such a fun thing to do, and just getting to meet with every one of you guys every week and get together and just make each other laugh and have a really good time and just spread some joy. And of course, I hope you get to join us for 300 more. So if you do want to continue the conversation online with us, you can do so on our Facebook page at facebook.com/ThunderGeekSpeak, or follow us on our other social media. And Chris and Kyle have, of course, been streaming on their respective Twitch pages on twitch.tv/FrozenFire727 or Chris the Tripod. And for the 300th time, we've been brought to you by 102.7 FM CILU, or around the world at luradio.ca.
Our final song will be by Kraken Not Stirred with the end credit song.
I'm Andrew.
I'm Rob.
I'm Megan.
I'm Kyle.
And I'm Chris.
And we're your Thunder Geeks.
And we're your Thunder Geeks.
We'll see you next week.
My name is Nevaeh. I lost my foot in a lawnmower accident. Now I teach other children how to play safe. Kids shouldn't play near lawnmowers. Lawnmowers are very loud. The driver wouldn't be able to hear you if you were playing anywhere near. It's very important to be cautious.
Whatever game you play, play safe.
A message from the War Amps. Learn more at waramps.ca.
As the COVID-19 pandemic continues to spread, it is important to stay safe. Coronavirus is now in Canadian provinces and territories. By law, if you have traveled abroad recently, you must self-isolate. To do your part, stay home as much as possible and practice social distancing. Try to maintain at least 2 meters away from others. Encourage those who are sick or showing symptoms to self-isolate or to seek medical attention. As always, wash your hands frequently, avoid touching your face, and practice good respiratory etiquette by covering your coughs and sneezes. Clean regularly used surfaces. COVID-19 symptoms can mimic colds and flu and include fever, cough, and difficulty breathing. Infected individuals may also have mild symptoms or none at all. For up-to-date information, check reliable sources like your local health authority or the Public Health Agency of Canada.
Everybody's talking at me. I don't hear words they're saying. Only the echoes of my mind. People stop and stare. I can't see their faces. Only the shadows of their eyes. I'm going where the sun keeps shining through the pouring rain. Going where the weather suits my clothes. Banking off of the northeast winds, sailing on summer breeze. And skipping over the ocean like a stone. Sailing on summer breeze and skipping over the ocean like a stone. Everybody's talking at me, can't hear a word they're saying, only the echo.